96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, Marco's Pizza, Pindertal, Popeyes, Printmasters, and Wendy's.
The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
Gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, April 15th out there. If you're celebrating an anniversary, obviously that was for you. Obviously, it's quite obvious. If you're celebrating a wedding anniversary, right, that was definitely for you. Because I asked my producer, I said, put something on for me, right? She chose this. So I'm supposed that he's feeling sexy today, right? It's a beautiful day, guys. Grateful to be in your company. Grateful to be here as we continue to be able to talk about issues that continue to grapple with here in the country and the direction that we should go and how we could be able to kind of rectify those things and identifying our position, right? We talked about this kind of this thing where the FNM has their position, the PLP has their position, and everyone has a plan, a strategy to be able to find moving forward except the Bahamian people. We're caught in the quagmire, in this doldrum, in this space where the muck and mire exist and there's stagnation. We don't know, for the most part, what to do. And so a lot of persons take on this kind of position to choose a side, whether that is FNM or PLP. Now, there is those that exist in the middle, that third party, that continues to say, this is the course that we should chart. This is the way that we should go. This is the path to liberation. And so we're going to continue to be able to have those kind of conversations today. Grateful to be in your company. I'm here all alone. I ain't asked nobody to come in today. So I'd love you to be able to kind of join me in conversation if you'd love to do that. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. That's a toll-free number. Or you can be able to hit me up, 422-4796. That's 422-4796 on the text line so we can be able to find out some information about that and see exactly what's what as we continue to be able to move forward in this space and time, right? Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. It is mid-month, so you got to get your car insured. And if you're looking for some other packages, if you're looking for some other things that you can definitely be able to get done and tap into, you want to be able to reach out to them, and they'd be more than happy to assist you in that area. Hit them up, 3411AFS, 3411AFS,
they're good and decent people. They just hit me with a reminder. Mr. Grant, you got to pay your insurance at this particular time. This hit you with a reminder. So I'm grateful for them. Always grateful to be able to do some stuff with them in that kind of an area. I wanted to be able to let you know that. All right. Also, I got to shout out my good decent people over at Da Vinci. Da Vinci has been phenomenal. Can I say that? I don't know whether or not, you know, I haven't gotten any callbacks to say that persons are going down there. You know, I haven't gotten those particular things yet, but I just like to know from you whether or not you're taking the course and being able to identify if they can offer you something, especially if you live out in the East. Those persons can be able to assist you. They're right there on Village Road, at the Village Road Shopping Plaza right there on the side of the Bank of the Bahamas. They can be able to assist you. They can bring some things to life. A lot of the things that have been dormant, you know, some things that have been kind of tucked away, some things that you want to be able to blow up, put on your wall. You ain't got to put a thumbtack on it. You could be able to formalize that and bring it to life in your space. You can do that, man. Go down there to Da Vinci Printing Innovators. They can take good care of you in that part, that particular space, right? So let's do that. Also, I got some information from Denley, man. She wants to let you guys know that on the 18th, this is Denley Penn. She is the one of the persons that are looking for, that's looking for a nomination. And the Southern Shores constituent, let you know that on the 18th of this month, which is Friday, she's going to be able to do something very special in the constituency and would love you to be able to join her, right? Let me pull up the information because she sent it to me. She said, Howard, can you? I said, okay, no problem. I'll put it out there for you, right? Let's pull it up, see exactly what it is. She sent all these pictures and let me know. She says it's Good Friday lunch. They're going to have a fish on Southern Shores, right? They have a fish fry and stuff like that. It's going to be from 1 o'clock till about 3 o'clock. And the area, let me see what area she got it in, right? Location is going to be at Misty Parks and Marshall Road. You want to find out more information about it, you can be able to give her a call at 823-2939, 823-2939. She's the aspirant candidate for the Free National Movement in the area of Southern Shores. This is going to be on April 18th, which is Friday, right? So you know that we're not going to be here on Friday. So Friday and Monday, we're going to be taking a break with everyone and being able to enjoy our families and being able to recognize the time that we're in. So you can be able to go down there and enjoy yourself with Denley. I don't know. She's put this time in there. She's going to be from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. It's a Good Friday lunch. It's a Good Friday lunch. And it's going to be at Misty Park, Marshall Road. I'm going to play this little thing for you also when we get into the commercial, and then you can be able to find out some more information about it. But she just wanted me to let you guys know that it's going to be Friday, April 18th, and we can be able to do that. So that we're going to talk about that, right? Guys, it's a beautiful day. Like I said, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. It appears that officers were entrapped. It seems as though that the officers were entrapped. This is a tremendous tone on the U.S. indictment. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis said yesterday, it appears that the Bahamian law enforcement officers charged in the U.S. indictment in connection with a massive cocaine smuggling operation were entrapped. This is a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I don't know how we structure this. I don't know whether or not this shifting of the blame that we do in politics can work with a conglomerate, an entity such as the United States of America or the CIA or the FBI. I don't know whether or not that shifting of the blame. Maybe this is a sovereignty in action. Maybe this is a portion or a subsector or entity in action. By being able to take that and be able to say, okay, maybe it appears that those persons who allegedly were smuggling cocaine through all manner of airports, understanding where their responsibilities were, yielding to that, despite the fact that there were so many other persons that did not take that particular trap, quote unquote, this entrapment that you talk about. It appears that their weakness was the idea of being able to get further from a financial standpoint and they were lured into this man. No, stop talking foolishness, yeah? Stop talking foolishness. I don't care if you leave a Rolex out in your house and you forget about that because you got 15 and I walk inside. I could never, ever be enticed to thief your things because I am not a thief. I can't even get no amen. I could not, listen to me. Let me tell you something. Before I got married, right? There was this sort of a thing, right? I don't know. I had this kind of respect for the sanctity of marriage way before I got married. Maybe because I grew up in a house of marriage. My parents were married. My grandparents were married. All my uncles were married. Everyone around me was married. And I understood the sanctity of marriage. And I understood the sovereignty. I understood it, right? Maybe not the way that I understand it now, but I understood, even from a rudimentary standpoint, property. And I think I told you this before. No matter how beautiful a woman is, no matter how gorgeous she is in this life, as soon as I understand that she married, boom, troll. She looked like a troll. Not in a bad way. She's a beautiful troll for your husband. There is no way that I'm enticed by another man's wife. This just can't be. Especially after getting married. There is no way. There is absolutely no way that I can look at another man's wife ever and think thoughts that are unbecoming of a decent man like me. Praise Jesus. Sort of an idea. They say that, well, if that's what the one woman wants, what am I supposed to do? I didn't know she was married, blah, 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 whatever. I don't know. I'm not getting your business. But I made it up in my mind. I don't even want to talk to a married woman. Hi, how you doing? Hi. That is who I am. You can't entice me. No matter the desire or the lust or the lasciviousness that seeks to take over me, I don't want nobody wife. You can't entice me with that. Because I believe in the sanctity of marriage. And if you want to get deep with me, I believe that this man, especially in a society like ours, had to go through so much and fight within himself to decide to marry this woman. I met a good, decent gentleman before. He's a Jamaican. He's married to a Bahamian woman here. He said, Bahawa yard. He told me if he was back in yard. He said, I'd never get married. Never. That's just not something that they were bred to do in that kind of a space, based upon the conversation that he and I had. He said, but he understands some things now. And he fell in love and he got married. Here. In this country. I understand that men have to make a decision to push against their flesh to marry a woman. Oh yeah, because, you know, this thing is easily accessible. I just want to be decent. As I talk to you on this radio, let's just be able to structure it in a particular manner and don't get off topic. I just want to say this to you. I know what a man have to go through and what he has to endure whilst he is married. There is no way I seek to infringe upon that. As me as an individual, I don't know your mindset. I don't know your thinking. I don't know how you look at people's wife with the indecency. You can't get in heaven like that. It's just me talking, me and you talking. You could never entice me with something that I never wanted in the first place. People say to me, boy, how would you miss out that money? I could never miss something I never had. Never. I think that's why y'all are thieves. I think that's why these people are thieves. You're around here imagining something and you never worked for it. You never earned that thing. You stole it. You seek to fall in any trap. You don't never pray the Our Father prayer. Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. You can't tempt me with no drugs. I didn't tell you the story The man tried to give me $300,000 to go to Panama, speak Spanish, to bring something back. The first thing the Holy Spirit and Jesus tell me this: they can kill you, open up your big body, and use it as a cadaver. Put pellets in you and ship you back to your family in the Bahamas. Use a big man; they can fit a lot of things in you. I don't know why my mind telling me that. I tell the fellow, don't you ever in your life. See, because every one of us have a decision to make. Every one of us have a decision to make. And the prime minister being able to come on the position of a defense for men that made a decision to go against their oath, their vow, their position, and say it appears that these people were entrapped. Hell yes, they was entrapped. This entire life is entrapment. The Our Father prayer explained to us that there will always be entrapment. Jesus Christ was standing on the mount, and the devil said, turn the stone to bread. If you use God, you can eat that. Every example that we had before any of us reach that I'm talking to right now is an example of entrapment. You think Job should have stood there and let the woman say, well, you might as well curse God and die so she could go marry another man. Job was patient. God killed all of my children. He allowed all of my children to be killed. Everything happened. And this woman here, and she telling me to go against the one thing that gave us all the things we had before. She trying to entrap me to hell. The devil is a liar. Joseph, the woman come in the room. Listen to me, I ain't telling you biblical stories. The woman come in the room trying to seduce him. He don't want nobody wife. He run away and he still get locked up. But his conscience is clear. He didn't touch the woman. And you out here explaining for big grown man who got family to take care of and things to do, whilst other men on the force doing everything they could do, trying to be as decent as possible. They don't want no money from you when you say, listen, you didn't know your tail light was out, and you try to slide them on little $50. They say, look at what you're trying to do. There are decent men and women on the force. Are you saying subconsciously by this position of explanation, as a result of this luring of the carrot, everyone's going to jump to that? The devil is a liar. You need to look for integrity on your force. You need to be able to deduce, identify, evaluate for integrity on the force. You just want a face. We can talk more about this today. I want to talk more about this. Let's get into this massive fire, man. The massive fire rips through the new government building that is gone. Bo becomes the first Bahamian in space, as we see that continue to be able to celebrate her. The line's going to be wide open, guys. Let's have a good conversation today about all these things that are happening. I'm sure that you're interested in talking about some things. Grand Bahama's contractors question $183 million road contract. I guess this was in the papers from last week. It just popped up. But we're going to talk about those particular things, guys. Let me take this quick commercial break, and when we get back, we're going to dive into it after this.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Calling all Alive Fiber Basketball NBA Finals live. You can enter an all-expense-paid trip to not one, but two NBA Finals games. It's simple. Just sign up for our Alive NBA League Pass or Infinite Sports X Package by May 16th. Stay connected, enjoy blazing fast internet, and score your chance to witness the NBA action up close. Don't miss out. Visit AliveFiber.com and take your shot at NBA glory. Terms and conditions apply. It's good to be alive.
Foundation.
foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Listen to me, yesterday we had this conversation, you know, I just want to be decent with y'all. I said to y'all yesterday, Gartha, I said, yeah, and I told you, behind this kind of a thin veil, this sheer, because it ain't a thick curtain, we could see some things, especially knowing the rhythm of how things happen in our society, we could see the silhouette of some things moving behind this thin veil of what the PLP is doing. We could see some things. We could see some things. We can't be able to pronounce it with definitive nature and estate. We can't, right? So we can't put a punctuation to it. But we could see some things. And we know that where there's fire, there's smoke. Where there's smoke, I'm sorry, there's fire. The fire ain't far. And so we've seen the silhouette of some things shifting and moving. We've seen some pronouncements come out in the media. We've seen the strategic move that the PLP seeks to deflect and kind of dismiss. No, it's just happenstance. It's just casually these things happen, right? We've seen some things. And I'm not going to allow you to play me like I'm fool. I just want to be decent. I am not fool, okay? I'm not going to allow you in your posture of political nuance, right? Or the fact that you're seasoned in this particular area and everyone else is beneath you. So this political condescension, I'm not going to let you fool me because I could see. And I'm not, my eyes will not betray me. I'm convicted to know something's going on. I saw a text this morning that says, the lower your IQ, the higher the conspiracy. I think Harrison Thompson said that. He needs to stop. And then I had to start to scrutinize myself. Is my IQ low? Because I see conspiracy theories in a great deal of things. I'm looking at this. I just want to be decent. And I'm looking at the fact that we are in a holding pattern right now. This when you can't land and the plane just keep going round and round and round, looking for the right time, trying to be able to gear up with the tower to make a determination when to descend. This is the proverbial holding pattern that the country is in right now with the PLP. This is where we are. The PLP is doing everything. They've stopped. You remember we talked about these two campaigns? One campaign from an international standpoint, articulating with strength about climate change and what needs to happen and being able to kind of point the finger and wag his finger at the entire world and give this sort of a condescending view of the fact that you and these great companies, the G7 nations and all this production and manufacturing that you're doing and all this cutting down and all these slashing is now placing us in the Bahamas and us within the Caribbean region or all of us island nations in the position where we could possibly be flooded and so forth and so on. It's a great argument. I can't fight the thing. It's a great argument, especially if you're looking for money. It's a good argument. It's your fault. It don't work for us, though. When we argue for reparations and talk about the past, let the past die. Anyway, I digress. It's a good argument. But our prime minister took on a position of being able to go across the world or the world over and continue to be able to agitate for this idea of climate change. He seeks to be able to nestle himself very close to Mia Motley as they take on this agenda and speak with fervence, with fire, with passion about the idea that the world is causing us to drown, in so many words. And then he had this kind of skeleton crew campaign here locally by being able to deal with some issues. We always go back to this. We always go back to this. It was a level of acknowledgement to this particular standpoint when Clint Watson, in his particular capacity as press secretary, had indicated, well, the prime minister speaks to different audiences, and we know what happened there. Okay, let's be decent as we talk about these things. The prime minister seeks, it seems as though, because I could be wrong, y'all correct me, it seems as though he has cut down significantly on international travel. And he's been visiting a great deal of places locally. And as a result of being able to touch those things locally, I know we're getting ready for an election. I'm watching this. The day, my God, if I had the paper in my, I'd leave the paper in my truck. The day the United States of America has indicated that there are persons who they have identified, who are incarcerated or who they have or they're holding, who decided to be able to work with them, find these particular persons, the day that information came out in the papers is the exact day that the PLP went to a small school gathering and start to be able to speak about the fact that we will test our strength on June 6th. The day! I say, hold on, this can't be a coincidence. It's just me. I say, hold on, this can't be a coincidence. Maybe my IQ low. I do see a conspiracy here. I can let it go. I said yesterday I said to you that the PLP is looking for a way to find a clearance out of what's happening from this indictment standpoint. Now the lawyer come out of our prime minister as though he's defending men who needs no defense. Not recognizing his position has shifted to the defense of those of us who are upstanding, law-abiding citizens who want the best, who ain't never teeth nothing yet. Come on, man, talk to me. I can't get up. Who ain't teeth nothing yet? Those of us who sitting on Camp Road like in the night, 1 o'clock in the morning at a red light. Because we are law-abiding citizens. But our prime minister, rather than being able to come to the aid of those persons who have gone through trial and tribulation and looking for some level of liberation, some level of access, some level of a new day for themselves and their family, seeks to be able to relentlessly find a way and a position for those who've been condemned, whether by social, whether by law, whether by community. However the condemnation comes upon these men, it seems as though this government is taking on a position to agitate for those rather than for the many who requires a shift, a change, true growth and development. We here stuck having a conversation about the possibility that big grown men, gray in areas and places, that should be decent, gray men, made a decision after years of service to the people of this country. They decided now is the time to be entrapped. Can't be now. You had to been doing this long time. Can't be now. And our prime minister, instead of doubling down, identifying any one of those particular persons, weeding out the corruption, bringing them to the front line, the proverbial front line, and being able to put them on the firing squad and getting rid of all of them one shot, he chose to be able to take the lawyer's route and say to the Bahamian people, well, the whole operation is concerning to me because on the face of it, it appears that an entrapment of officers, and that is concerning. This is what the Prime Minister says. The whole operation is concerning to me. Because on the face of it, it appears to be entrapment of officers, and that is concerning to me. Y'all need to stop. You need to stop. Prime Minister, you need to stop. You are not defending these people. We are not in here trying to be able to defend anyone. This is not a criminal case. You're not these people's lawyers, unless you are. Unless they're going to you looking for an opportunity through your law firm and the affiliates thereof. I don't know. We could easily find that out. There is no way and no need for our prime minister in charge of the sovereignty of the country to be able to chart us to a course for growth and development for not only this dispensation, for our children's children, to lead with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, to take on a position to be able to speak about a thief in man, allegedly. Sir, you are the prime minister. You're not a lawyer today. You need to stop. Find a way to fire these people. I don't care if there's your brother, your sister, your auntie, your cousin, your good friend, your lodge partner. I do not care. Because you can make it a free-for-all if the prime minister come out here and say, well, it's entrapment. It's all that he teethed the thing. That's wasting a fellow who cheat on his wife and say, no, I'm missing fall. What you? You're not making no sense to me. You're making no sense to me. You want to make it make sense, please. Let's give me a call, guys. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. It says, Howard, so when you're cheating, you're entangled. And when you're smuggling coke, you're entrapped. These people would modify and manipulate the English language to suit their needs in any way. I see why these people that speak tongues, you know. Because you need to stop. Let's take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Yes. Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah. Listen to me. Just cut off your radio. Listen to me. Yeah. Go ahead.
Turn it off now.
What you say?
Mr. Grant.
Yes, sir.
I called you to find something from you. I was trying to reach you on Friday when you was broadcasting from. I don't remember the number and the name and place where you was broadcasting from, but
oh, Sell All. It was Sell All. It's on Carmichael Road. I can get the number for you. I can take you the number. I have to look it up.
Okay. What to do? Hello?
Okay, yeah, tell me what to do. Go ahead.
I can give you my cell number.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you can send a number to it.
I appreciate you.
436.
Okay.
3611.
436. 3611.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Mr. Grant. You have a good day.
Okay, you too, man. Have a good day. Call on the line, go ahead. Hello, call on the line, go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Papa?
Happy Holy Week, man.
Yes, absolutely.
Give thanks and praise, eh?
Praise God.
Thank God for Jesus dying on the cross, was he, Howard?
Amen.
Lift up the name of Jesus.
100%. Man. Amen.
Yes, sir. Howard... I would say, man, Howard, on what you were talking about just now, I say to myself, I always say two wrongs don't make a right, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the situation, what they call,
mm-hmm.
I kind of get disappointed. I'll just get straight to the point. You know, the gentleman whosoever is the spokesperson, but for now, I think it's Dr. Trey Romans, man.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to hear them come after these leaders and say what they have to say. Take their time and, how do you say, stumble over their words or whatever and have the nerve and test the fortitude.
Mm-hmm.
Fix their mode to say what they have to say. Then they get these people who they working for them, because I hear him say that last time, his job is to make sure his boss pleased with what he do. So it'd be sickening when they come back and talk about, oh, he didn't mean it like that. He didn't mean to say. He's saying this. Why y'all taking in wrong contents with the man meaning?
Mm-hmm.
I say to myself, I wonder this thing talking about somebody for somebody. Like, you give so much examples. There's so many different examples you could give. Listen to me. Entrapment is a meaning. It's a word, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess some people might say, but oh, they was forced into it or whatever. You got to make that choice. You got to say no or whatever. I mean, for someone in trap, it's like someone coming pretending to you, like who they ain't, and they telling you to do things. It's your choice to say, well, oh, no, I ain't a fool with that. Now, I can understand. I know some parts that they say, not just in movies, but in the real world, mm-hmm. either you take steel, how they say it? You take lead or you take silver.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if those poisons was officer. Then I hear someone read one definition say, you could entrap a police officer. Maybe it sounded like they were saying you can't do it to an average citizen, but you could entrap a police officer. I guess, because they're supposed to know better. Because they're supposed to know better. And to hear these people fixing their mouth, coming on the radio, like, you know, taking their time stumbling over their words and saying the things, and then one come back, that they didn't mean to say what they're saying. It's so sickening.
And this has happened too much time in the PLB.
Yeah.
Can I say something? I want to be decent with you, Papa.
Go ahead.
This has been the nature of our prime minister prior to him sitting in the position of prime minister. This has been who...
You mean what we know it?
No.
When you say
Brave Davis, Brave Davis, in his particular capacity, over the years, anytime he's found himself in the position, he always deflects. Every time.
You mean get away?
Always. He always deflects. This is just. No, what I mean is that over the years, when he'd say, well, this and this and this, you say to, well, I don't recall. I don't remember. I can't do this. I can't. Over the years, there's always been a point of deflection, and now sitting in the position of prime minister, where he need not complain or give an excuse for no one, he's still providing us that.
It ain't get no different, right? I mean, it get worse, right?
It get worse, because you don't have to explain this for no one.
Sickening when I tell you about this Latrae Robbins can come soon and tell us that the man didn't mean to say
But Latrae didn't tell you this. And those persons in the PLP has already told us that. You forget when Jerome Fitzgerald told us, well, you want me to lose my job, eh? This must be a mandate that exists in this particular space. That the concern is not for the people.
You know, all us get responsibilities and children to do things. You would take that job where you have to come and sound like you're not telling the truth to the...
I can't take that job.
Huh?
I can't take that job.
I mean, what amount they have to pay you or what they got to promise you to be the chairman or candidacy and you'll do it?
Whatever they give me, it have to be an oxygen tube like how Michael Jackson had to put me in a deep sleep because I can't sleep after that. I's a liar.
Oh, boy.
If I know the truth.
Yeah.
I can't live like that. That's just me. Praise God.
Sound like some kind of covering up and stuff like that. They're so embarrassing on behalf of this country. They need to hurry up and get over with. I think they don't know what time it is, you know, they just ain't telling us. And someone brought it up. They said a person who being accused, they might done turn informer. And you can imagine the people who talked about they being entrapped, sitting down. Listen, the people who claims to be entrapped, in not just movies, I think in real life, most of the things they promise to these how you say these officers, DEA officers or FBI, CIA, they don't be like, they be telling the truth what they could do. They be, when you see them say, I know someone to that radio, I know someone to that fast food restaurant who could get us food free, it might be true. It's a big possibility it could be true. And the sad thing about it, it make a stain in the whole country.
Ben
Davis
that.
Is a decent man.
You can't
that
do
even
that.
Even making him look bad as prime minister.
You can't do that. I
they
appreciate
it
you.
It sound like it raising his cabinet.
I appreciate you, Papa.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much, Papa. If the Prime Minister won't use this particular word, entrapment can't be the word. Entrapment cannot be the word. For a man and a woman to stand before their maker and acknowledge an oath to prepare for an opportunity to serve, to be drilled into them. Because, all right, I had a very good friend. Maybe 17 people stood in my, as you know, bridesmaids and other things like that. So we had like 30-something. It's like a bunch of people. So all my cousins, everyone came from California. My cousins came from the States, all them. And, you know, even before they came to my wedding, they already then send me a suit side, send me this, send me that. We straight, right? So I had one very good friend who I grew with. And he was one of my best friends in school, right? Officer Heald, that's all I can say. And when I call him, keep in mind this is 20-some years ago when I got married, he had just enlisted in the Royal Bahamas. And there was nothing that we could have done. He was in this kind of a camp thing. There was absolutely nothing that we could have done to get him out there. I said, listen, who do we need to call? What are we going to do? Can we just get you one day? He says, no, I can't do it. He couldn't even get to the phone. This is one time I was able to talk to him. He said, no, I can't do it. Now, I didn't even want to go beyond that because even when we were in high school, every morning he would run on the beach with a cement tied behind him like he was a police officer. All our life, this boy in grade 7 running on the beach and doing push-ups and this and that and all these. This man, he's a crazy man. He only wanted to be in the Royal Bahamas Police Force his whole life. He saw himself as an officer. If you see his posture, the way that he's walked, the way that he speaks, this boy was an officer from when he was in high school. But I get married today. My boy to come to the wedding. He couldn't make it to the wedding. I am so sad, even as I think about it right now. I wanted my boy to be there. This is my dog. He's my boy. He couldn't make it. You know why? Because he was going through a rigorous training to make him to understand that the service to people is not a joke. This is not a game. This is not a movie. This is reality of who we are, and this is the way that we serve the Bahamian people. They had him deep in training. Deep in training. After all that training, if everyone had to go through this rigorous training, they even put Bishop Lawrence roll, they had him rolling through tire and this and that and make him to understand. See no game? The good, decent bishop, you all had him going through mud, wetting him up and everything that, make him to understand that there's no superiority here when we're serving the people of the Bahamas. But you decide that today you can be lured in by the scent of filthy lucre. You decided that. After that decision, after years and years of compilation, after you then come home with a gift for your wife and give this if you had sweetheart, you give this out, you then buy all these things with it, you feel celebratory in your spirit trying to be able to find this thiefing money that you get but killing people. It's blood money. Now, after all of this, our prime minister, our own, he will come here and give me an excuse for a thiefing man, allegedly. The devil is a liar. Stop it. You have no need, none, no need to make an excuse for a man who knew better. If you knew better, you would do better. Since you don't know, it's time to go to jail. That's what it is. They're doing everything they could possibly do to find themselves in the favor of the law after they would have broken it. And our prime minister has taken on this position. Prime Minister Brave, you got to stop. This is not the way for transformation in this country. You cannot excuse yourself. You do this, this is geopolitics now. This is politics across the pond. You cannot use the same tactics that you use between the FNM and the PLP. You have to know that if these particular persons Dr. Minnis would have said, if you do problem, listen, the bus can run over you. I ain't getting in that. You have to let the chips fall where it may. And you have to, in your stead, this is the issue that the PLP has. You have to rid yourself even of the perception and the stench of corruption. You have to do that. If you're coming out to the forefront and making an excuse for people that all of us can be able to, there's something got to be going on here. You should not have done that. Now, listen, I know I only give commentary. I can't tell you what to do. But I'm telling you that we've watched you. We're watching the PRP trying to strategically put themselves in the position that they can get over this because we know that this is the only obstacle between you and victory. We could see that. This is the only obstacle between you and victory. But you cannot make excuses for this. You have to run through this with transparency, with honesty. We've already said that the PLP, I've already said that the PLP, it seems as though you're in a good position to win the next general election if the FNM can't get it together. The FNM is spending so much of their time on Dr. Minnis. As soon as they have a problem, when they start to be able to focus on real issues. But for the time being, you hold all the cards. Why would you make an excuse for this man or any of these people? Why? Entrapment. You can imagine me telling my wife this. Oh no, this woman entrapped me. She came in and she fried the pork chop so dry and it was coleslaw and the Kool-Aid had tree ice. Oh God, the white rice had gravy on it. And then the room had nice candles in there. How am I getting the people's house? How am I getting this woman's house? I don't know. It's just something take over me and I end up in there. I was entrapped, baby. I was entrapped. All right. How'd she get pregnant? I don't know. This don't even make sense to me. This don't make sense to me. You're taking care of ourselves and taking care of our families. We have the responsibility of standing strong in our position. We took on an oath. We have to stand by that. You can't make no excuse for nobody. Let me take the last telephone call before I get out of here.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm just curious. the United States policy when it comes down to breaking law, is it innocent until proven guilty?
So that's what democracy says to you, but the truth is you're guilty right off the top.
Well, I'm not. They have to prove that somebody is guilty. Why are we trying our people when United States is bringing this thing against them? I mean, United States ain't say anybody is guilty as yet.
What do you mean, why are we trying our people?
I'm hearing people crucifying our people. Yeah, they might look guilty.
You ain't going to do that. Listen, I'm not going to allow you to come here and be able to pull these alleged persons who've gone contrary to our convictions in our society back into the fold because, they are our people. If you in Colombia selling coke, all of a sudden, you're our people. If you in Jamaica selling coke, all of a sudden, you're our people. If you all over the world doing these things contrary to the convictions of our people whilst we at 12:30 in the night standing on some of the most busiest highways where you could get shot in this country and just being able to say, okay, I don't want to get booked. These are the convictions that we have. Then all of a sudden, let's pull them back into the fold. They are our people. No! Wrong is wrong. And you do that. Stop making excuses for wrong. Every one of us as men have a decision to make. We have a decision to make. Stop making excuses for wrong. What happened is that the woman was wearing short skirt in church, man. That's why the pastor, stop it, man. Let's take a quick commercial break, get the news, and be right back after this.
The foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation. Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134/20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, $16.50, 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and certain Teed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of Roof Cement, $33.47. All sizes, treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half inch sheetrock, $22.00 include VAT.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what's happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean, cool, you know.
Wait, if you stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know. And nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info? And when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
When Jesus fed the 5,000, he took the loaves and fish and blessed it and fed the people. Southern Shores, I'm inviting you to come at Misty Park on Good Friday, April 18, between the hours of 1 and 3 p.m., where we will be commemorating the death of our Lord. We will be serving our fish and bun. We invite you to come by and collect your lunch, and may you be blessed and filled.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation.
foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation.
Girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
But who?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
Said it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both caught making love on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her all this time? She was standing there, she took her eyes off me.
Oh, you bring your woman access to your villa. Trust us on a weakness, all of your clean or your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Let's review the situation that you call the pinner. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim her, you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on the camera.
But they caught me with the coke in my hand. It wasn't me. Come here and stop it. In Jesus' name, amen. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM. I had to play that for y'all. I had to play that for y'all. Because if you think that it wasn't me, do you know that we can see you? It wasn't me. That's a better excuse. If you're going to use the word entrapment in this particular space, I think it should be superimposed moved. There should be a transition of the word entrapment. And if you're going to be able to say entrapment and try to defend it as though that you had no choice, you should say the word rape. I just want to be decent because that's what it is. You were overpowered with desire. Desire, lust, and the idea of being able to get something that you never had before, just to be able to touch the little filthy lucre. You were raped in your brains, in your spirit, and you had to do it. I don't know if you could stand in court, if that could work in court. I know entrapment definitely can work. Somebody just sent me a text. 99.8% success rate. 99.8%. Let me look at this. Let me read this. Right? Let me read this. 99.8% success rate. They've been having things like this. What do you think the RICO case is? They set up everybody. Everybody they set up. That's how they design it. They've been dangling candy. You think you're the first one? No. And you're definitely going to be the last. But I can tell you who ain't going to be. It ain't going to be me. FYI, Howard, the U.S. government has an excellent success rate in the convictions as it relates to these type of matters. Wikipedia cites that 99.8% conviction rate. Entrapment was clearly not the diplomatic or sensible response. This can place a strain on our country's image. We don't need a legal war with the U.S. Reason, can I say this to you? Can we talk like this? The only reason, in my view, based upon observation and my little couple years here on Earth, the only reason our Prime Minister feels the necessity for being able to stand up and speak out is the same reason I would stand up and speak out if my son punched somebody in their face at school. And the first thing they say, yeah, but what did your son do to him? Now, wrong is wrong. My son shouldn't be punching nobody in their face, point blank in school. I got to ask him, did you defend yourself? Did you this, did this? And then I got to come back and say, yes, but the only reason my son, as a defendant, standing in the space of being able to defend my son because he's not going to be able to speak for himself. I teach him these things. And then I stand that because I believe his actions are justified. That's one. Or he's my son and I have a responsibility of being able to defend him at all costs. Is that what we're seeing here? Is our prime minister placed in this position of relentless defense of those persons he's affiliated with by proximity, affiliated with by, I don't know, whatever the connection is? If you, as a prime minister, neglecting the body of 400 and some thousand people, to find himself creating an excuse, delivering that to the Bahamian people and expect us to swallow that foolishness. We don't eat mess, sir. We don't eat foolishness. If I go to the bank, there was a story, this guy went to the bank. His girlfriend was, and I can't remember whether or not it's a local story, international story, if there's truth to it, but it's a story. Let's go with the story. The story is, this guy was in a relationship, he was doing bad, he had just lost his job. And in losing his job, his girlfriend, wasn't his wife, found herself levying relentless condemnation on this man. You are lousy, you can't do nothing, you can't do this, and boom, 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 boom. And this guy loved her. So he woke up and decided to rob a bank. And his defense was his girlfriend needed things. She wasn't satisfied with him. She made him feel a particular way. And now he's in jail. Is that a defense? Is entrapment a defense? We need to stop with this. And to my caller who called the last telephone call by being able to soften the edges of this kind of a rough story and this hard pill to swallow, he seeks to lubricate this to remind you of the connection that we have to these people, that they're our own. But no one is remember that the little boys who are getting shot in the road and their head and rolling over and 98 bullets in the car, they are also our men. You call them murderers, you will kill them in the middle of the square. But a thief is a different thing. So you call him now for Barabbas. And Jesus is saying to you, this is the way, the truth, and the light, transparency. But you don't want that. You want Barabbas. You want the comforts of these particular things. You want the idea of being able to get away with murder. And you want to tap into our nostalgia and remind us that, oh yeah, we just behemian. You are a thief. Your whole name change. You are a smuggler. You are a murderer. Your name change. You are a rapist. Your name change in this society. You're no longer John Doe or whatever your mother called you. Your name has shifted once you've made a decision to go contrary to the convictions of the body of us. We are the Bahamas, all of us. Despite the infractions and the water that exists between us, all of us share in one conviction. I feel like an Anglican just now. We all share in one bread. All of us. And when you go contrary to that, you are an outcast. Vashti, let's be decent. Telephone callers, give me a call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. How much time you all tell me to thief something? I remember one time I stole something from my grandmother. My father's chain. I didn't really steal it. Can be honest with you. Well, as I look back at it, I did thief it. It was a thief. My grandma used to love to buy jewelry. She had all these beautiful jewelry, all these great rings and watches and earrings and chains and all these things. She had a little jewelry box and the whole thing, right? And I had this little girl I used to like in the second grade, first grade. Anyway, I was in between. No, I was in the second grade. I got my leg break in the second grade. So I was in Mr. Jalkinen class, Mr. Edwards class. And I liked this girl, pretty girl. Oh my God, she was a pretty girl. But I wanted to let her know that I like her. I wanted to give her something. I gave her one of my Grammy chain. This girl lost the thing. I couldn't even go back to her and ask her for it. She lost it. I look up and down. She lost it by the big tree in the yard. I look up and down and this and that. And I had to go to Grammy and tell her I did that. No two ways about it. And because I had clarity and understanding that this is not the way to go about these things, after scolding, after discipline, I decided as a child, this is not the way to go about that. You can't tell me throughout your life pattern you didn't understand that teething is wrong. Let's be decent. 323-623-2-323-254-316-325-4259. Anywhere, somebody texts me and says, Howard, speaking as a criminal lawyer, right? Anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Or you can hit me at 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Oh, what are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Everything good. Good afternoon to your listening audience and everyone in your studio.
I appreciate you, cousin.
A text writer said that the prime minister is speaking from a defense attorney.
Yeah, the text says
he's wearing is the prime minister hat.
Yeah, but he got to know that.
Howard, but look. Initially, we thought the United States wasn't being fair to him. We thought the United States should have given him a courtesy call and respond to his letters and what's not. The prime minister, you know why? Because the United States feel like they could not carry out a proper investigation with these sorts of acts what is being taken place in this country. We're not ruling that those persons are guilty already. But with that investigation, and the United States are now showing a cold shoulder to our Prime Minister, our Minister of Foreign Affairs, doesn't that speak volume? Doesn't that they see those these persons just as way they see those persons who are arrested? And why not, Howard? Why the question isn't being asked, who is this member of Parliament or Minister?
They should, day one. And they should have ready then smoked this person out, whoever this person is. They should have already been able to come to the forefront and say, this is the person, and put him or her on the firing line, and let's deal with them accordingly.
So when you hear the prime minister say, this is entrapment against our officers, now you feel like, so he is protecting who that person is, and he is trying to hush-hush and make it seem like these officers, well, not all officers, but those ones who are arrested, like they had nothing to do with it. Why would he put himself out there like that, Howard?
Why?
And that's just embarrassing. That's another black eye on our country.
He don't have, listen to me. They didn't say the prime minister. They didn't say that he was involved in this. They said that there's possibly a high-ranking official. They didn't indicate who it was. High-ranking politician. They didn't indicate who it was. So is everybody shivering in their boots?
Now the prime minister sound like when you throw a rock in a person.
He'd say, ouch.
He's the only one saying, ouch.
You ain't get hit. You shouldn't even have been in this pack.
You should have been above board. You should have let the chips fall where they may and exposed those people because it's the integrity of your leadership. It's the integrity of our country. What is at stake now?
My God. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. I don't understand. I'm baffled because we're not standing before the judges, the magistrate. We're not standing before a judge. We're not in the Supreme Court. The prime minister doesn't have his lawyer's hat on in this particular stead, right? Or the little wig where they have. He doesn't have that on, right? The prime minister sits in the position with the responsibility over the Bahamian people. But yet he has shifted like Lot's wife to look back at Gomorrah. When we are all running to the land that God has promised us. Why are you looking back at these people who've made a decision? Why? Listen to me. I can't lie to you. My father says to me when I was young, I was never a bad boy, never doing nothing. I was a prefect in school, class president, all these things, doing good things. But as I grew, and he see my size, he said, boy, if I ever have to come down to the police station for you, I'm coming with a cutlass. Now, I understood the threat. I didn't think he would actually do this. But there's no need for me to test this. and whether or not he's true, whether which he's going to bring, the small machete or the big broad one. I don't have to go through all that. Is he going to hit me with the side of it or actually chop me? Is this the thinking that I have to go through? Or should I just avoid those things that have placed me before the law? Why is our prime minister taking on the position to be able to place and plant a seed in the subconscious of the Bahamian's mind that this is not the fault of the persons who made an exception and opened their arms, their hearts, their homes, and their future to accepting these couple keys of coke? Listen, coke is used to wash up on a beach in Eight Mile Rock, on the shore, years ago, Lover's Beach and other spaces in Eight Mile Rock, Holmes Rock and all these places like that. You remember in the 80s and the 90s when they had to dump things and whatnot, fellas used to call it the square grouper, right? They would go on the beach at 4 o'clock in the morning. They never get up to get a job. These people never get up to go work nothing yet, ever. But they get up 4 o'clock in the morning and walk and comb the beach. They do it in other islands also. Looking for the square grouper. And they get it. And you let them go try to sell it. What excuse you could give? Well, you know, this isn't really mine. This was washed up on the shore and I just wanted to make the best out of it. And you really can't blame me because I believe that God has blessed me. Is that what you're going to say? Prime Minister, you are wrong. 100%. Next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Mr. Grant.
Hey, what's happening?
Good afternoon. I don't blame the Prime Minister to go and seek and to see what's going on.
That's not what's
because
happening.
Because all of this is just a ghost move that whatever alleged people are running on with and stuff like this. At the end of the day,
don't try
trust
to put a twist
me,
on
when
it.
The dust is settled, there's no politician and no government involved inside of this.
Don't try to
all
put a twist
is,
on it.
If they say they give somebody this money, they can follow the money and see where it is. That's all. It's only talk to throw off. God. Yeah, this one name, the
that's
next one
happening.
Name. Homie, America don't work like that. They know exactly who they're looking for. They know exactly who they want.
Yeah.
People just running on with this, this one and calling this one name, the next one name, the next one. How much name it is? You understand?
We can
I
find
mean, sometimes the Prime Minister just want to know, listen here, let's clear this matter up and stuff like that. If you know who it is, then come and get them or say what is what. As simple as that, man.
Hold on.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, but that ain't what's happening here. I don't want you to try to reconfigure this into the people's mind for the purposes of whatever you're doing. I don't understand what you're doing. I'm not going to fight you. I just don't understand what you're doing. That's not what's happening here. Our Prime Minister used his mouth. No, there wasn't an AI attached to the back of his head. Our Prime Minister used his mouth to be able to take on a position and indicate that the United States probe may be entrapment. It appears that officers were entrapped. Yeah. Like the thousands of cases that they've done before that. Maybe hundreds of thousands. There are many a black man that sit in America right now. There was a specific case I know about this guy, right? I just want to be as decent as possible. This guy. Who he was doing well. He was probably into drugs one time ago. Then he stopped and he tried to be able to live above board and with transparency and according to his convictions and whatnot. And then things got hard for him, living in the United States of America. Things got hard for him. And after things got hard for him, being that he still had good proximity to those people who did some nefarious things, right? Some illicit things, some little drug things, right? So they pulled him in and they said, carry this key, a coke, and do such and such and such. They did that. He took the key of coke. He jumped in his car, and he didn't get 385 feet. Whoop, whoop. It's called it burps and whistle. Burp, whoop, whoop. Burps and whistle. The red and blue pull up behind him. This man ain't buy one gold teeth yet. He ain't get the big boy chain yet. He ain't buying no fresh clothes, no new car, no nothing but nothing. The proceeds of cocaine money. This man had the coke in the car and he gone to jail. You know why? Because the feds was watching these people the whole time. And you was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But that's not how they view it in the United States of America, right time, because this is who you are. We might as well get you in jail one time. You're not going to twist this. There's no two ways about this. There's not verbal acrobats. You cannot seek to be able to create a pretzel out of this and twist it to your angle. If they are wrong, they are wrong. But our prime minister should not have gotten his mouth involved in that. That's all I say. Don't make an excuse for these people. They are thieves. Don't make an excuse for them. Okay? And the only way I feel like, why? And this is where the conspiracy theory comes in. Why you feel the need to drag this out? Why you feel the need to deflect from this? Do you or anyone else you know have significant affiliation with this that can pull down your entire cabinet? That's all I'm asking. Because it was for me, I'd shut down everything. Bam! I'll dissolve my cabinet. Yeah, man. We shuffle everybody, move them out, identify some different people, do what we have to do because transparency have to exist in here. I can't have none of y'all. If y'all teething, everybody fired. Let's start over. Yeah, go get some of the permanent secretaries and other fellas to pull them in. Get some fellas out of the Senate to pull them in. Let's deal with that. Because I can't trust none of you. We have to find a way to live transparently in this country and get back on the course for righteousness. The order of the day cannot be making an excuse for a thief. The devil is a liar. Quick commercial break. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to
located
life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Why settle for the typical burger when you can indulge in the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper at BK? Centerpiece that combines all of your favorite steakhouse flavors. A juicy flame-grilled beef patty topped with A1 steak sauce, crispy onions, savory bacon, Swiss cheese, creamy peppercorn aioli with fresh lettuce and tomato. It's a steakhouse experience you can hold. Crafted the BK way. The Steakhouse Bacon Whopper is bursting with flavor. Only available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Contact DaVinci Printing Innovators today for all your printing needs. Customized receipt books, NCR forms, invitations, event tickets, program booklets, business and ID cards, flyers, posters, and banners. They're scanning, printing, lamination, and binding services. Also, a variety of office supplies. No design, no problem. Dedicated graphic designers are ready to serve you. DaVinci Printing Innovators, located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. Stop in or call 677-2922 or browse services online at www.davinciprinting242.com. Where printing is an art.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9. The lines are wide open. Let me go right to the lines. Call on the line, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Grant. How you doing?
Hi, good, man. What's happening?
Everything good, man. Consequence is not a coincidence, Howard.
Talk to me.
You know, so whenever you're going to do something, you think about the worst possible outcome, the worst possible consequence, and if you could deal with it, then then go for yourself. You know,
talk to me.
Don't do the crime. Yeah, man. But what I call talk to you about Howard, you say you take your Grammy tree and give it to the kid.
I give it to a boy that like her so bad. Listen to me.
I
don't like her so bad, little pretty little thing.
Say,
my God.
And you say when you go on and ask for girl back for the thing, she
says, I had to get it back because I didn't get credit for the thing. So now I got to go get it back. She lost it. Second round of credit.
Yeah, Howard, she's ahead of her time too. She come like she run game when you come. She didn't want to give that back. She keep that. She tell you she lost.
No, man, I know she lost it. She lost it for true. She just tried to help me look for it. Unless she was that good.
She helped you look for it.
She helped me look for the thing. Unless she was that good. No, man, I can't even.
She helped you look for it.
I can't even nothing. I thought I was being romantic because there ain't no flowers. I couldn't give her a shepherd needle, right? I thought I was being romantic. Let me give her a gesture to show her my love as a little boy. She lost the whole thing.
But let me ask them, how long was it before you go and ask her back for it?
The next day, I didn't come to school, ridge up. I got to ask her.
The next day? She didn't go on a machine and show her people. I'm not
the thing couldn't even fit out. It was swinging on her finger, right? I tell you.
Yeah, but Howard, you ain't easy at all. But see, the reason why, because I know a situation like that, do what happened when another young fella carries something like that to school, the people, them too, that's why I call, but I would love her.
I don't like it so much. It's a little puppy love. I appreciate your call, my brother. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man, have a good day.
All right, man, thank you so much. Yeah, I think all of us find ourselves in that position. Yeah, what can we do? It's the prettiest gal in the class. I always had to have the prettiest gal in the class. Yeah, this is important to me. Yeah. And she didn't like me. Now, there was one little prettier than her, but she was my cousin. And after she was my girlfriend for about 2 weeks, we found out. Right? So, you know, me and one of my cousins used to go in grade 4. In grade 4, I had about 6,000 gals. Yeah, I got to be honest with you. But only one get the chain. I think it's a chain or a ring. Was it a ring? I give her a ring. It's two times. I give her Grammy ring, but I carry daddy chain to school with a little dice on it. Right? I had daddy chain on because I'm super cool. I need you to see this. But my head was a little small then, and the chain, must see, was a 22-inch chain. So time as I then jump down, swing around, bang, I can't find daddy chain either. I then lost jewelry in school. I then lost the people jewelry. I didn't thief my daddy things because he was going to give me that anyhow. I used to wear it. I have it in one old picture. You could see the chain on me, but I took that chain as I got older to school because I'm super cool. And I lost daddy chain by the flagpole because we used to play freeze. Remember the freeze? 1, 2, 3, freeze. And I was doing foolishness. As a little boy, I learned lessons. Thou shalt not thief. You learn the golden rules. And then you grow up as a man and you make an excuse for an environment that is always hectic, always tumultuous, always against those that stand in righteousness. And you decide to take the other side of the track. This is the side of righteousness. The grass a little bit brown sometimes, but you got to till that. You got to work that to get to the place that God has called. You got to believe and move in faith and conviction. You're going to be okay. But you decided that you won't go over here where they're thiefing somebody else's water to be able to get the grass green, and that's where you will live. But when someone tell you, oh, they're thiefing water, they catch us, you don't realize that you is a part of us. You don't realize that. Next caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard, what's up, brother?
Everything good. What's up, dude?
All is well. Hey, Howard, you know something? Like, I really don't get into the conversation, you know, but I just want to voice my opinion about something, right?
You don't want to say your prime minister wrong for saying that the man was entrapped, but the man is a thief. You don't want to say that, do it.
I don't want to say that.
No, I'm asking you.
I don't want to say, you can't tell me what I mean.
No, I'm asking you.
What to say. I ain't want to talk about that, but I want, I don't, you know, I ain't getting in them people in business, but creators or whoever carry what, whoever MP gotta go or whatever, that's their business. I ain't that part there. But what I was trying to say, right, Howard, is that when I listen to some of your callers who call your talk show out, the greatest respect to you as a friend, I call you a friend to me, right? And to listen to some of these people when the same characters, Howard, these same characters will call and bring down. Don't matter if the prime minister say something. Don't matter if he do something. Don't matter if he do something or say something good. They will still bash and bash and bash. Because you know why I can say it, Howard? Because I used to do it to Mr. Minutes. Mm-hmm. I used to call y'all talk shows and bash Minutes, bash Minutes, bash Minutes. You got these same characters all into your talk show who used to do the same thing I do, and now they're doing it to Mr. Davis. You can't please some of these people who's called your talk shows. And Howard, let me say something to you, brethren, before I hang up, bro. If you know a certain person has called your talk show, why you don't talk about how the PLP government give him a contract to help him at his site? Why don't he talk about that?
I feel like this is design deflection.
Why you don't talk about the Payton contract, what he had, when he don't have to come sign for the contract? Why you don't talk about that?
Because that ain't on the news.
Don't play with my government. Don't play with my government.
Do it. This feel like deflection today.
Deflection? Don't worry. I wish I hear people mentioning him in the game something again. He'll see. When I finish with him on the radio, he would really see.
Thank you, Dewitt. Dude, you can't deflect. Don't deflect. For you. And I don't mean Dewitt. I mean, for those persons who relentlessly support the prime minister, for me to say what I'm saying today, and you can't find a way to defend these particular things because wrong is wrong. But you don't want to find those persons who may be nationalists at heart being able to say the prime minister should step back from this position. That's all this conversation is. This is not the condemnation of the prime minister's character. We could even identify this to the use of the English language to say that the prime minister had a slip up. We could say that, right? Nico, would you call it a Freudian slip? We could say that. Okay? We could take on the position and indicate that the prime minister took on this capacity and understood through law, which was his teaching, right? Yeah, I'm helping you now. Listen to me in the office of the prime minister. I'm not going to fight you, but I can tell you. Listen, our prime minister has been trained in the capacity of a lawyer for a very long time, and he sees these things through the lens of right and wrong and understand that there are some gray areas, and those gray areas need exploration. This entrapment is something, boom, 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 and then stretch it out how you want. However you want, just do it like that. But our prime minister stands on the side of justice and says that those persons who are in this particular position, they need to be able to see the long arm of the law. Yeah, find a way to fix this, because that's what y'all do. You're good at that. But you're not going to come out here and say to the Bahamian people that it's entrapment and, you know, it smells a little fishy. Of course it's entrapment. They design it. You think he's the first one? They entrap all of us with cocaine. They come here. Man, listen to me. You all think Ricky Ross is the first person? Listen to Ricky Ross' story. He said that the introduction of cocaine was brought to him by two white men in the ghetto. This is what he said. But then we heard former President of the United States of America, Joe Biden, take on a position and say that the crack epidemic started in the Bahamas. How did man can say that? How we could say that? But he said it. No one sought to stretch the thing out and defend it. Freeway Ricky Ross said to you by the introduction, if you could start this and identify this, that when Free Basin started, he introduced this, but he was taught to do this. These people designed to entrap, they entrap all of us. They're looking to weed out the mindset of a thief, of those who are murderers, those who wish to be able to get and go contrary. They also put you in a position if you want to be able to murder for hire and identify these things in the United States of America. You watch enough of these stories where they video camera you and you have to say certain things. Once you say that out of your mouth and make a proclamation, just like when we go in before Jesus Christ and we make a proclamation, God, I want you to come into my heart. When you make a proclamation and say, I want you to do this. Yeah. You're held responsible for your word, your actions, and your movement towards this thing. Don't get mad at nobody because they're on the side of righteousness and what is justice in this country, because they may be going against your party. This ain't about your party. It's about the country. Is it right or is it wrong? We can't make excuses for this thing. We can't. The Prime Minister was on a good path. I told you all yesterday. I told you yesterday. I said that PLP behind this veil is looking for a way to find themselves out of whatever possibly could be coming down the line with the indictments. And today, the Prime Minister says it looks like entrapment. This is not the play. This ain't the play. Let's be decent. Let's be decent. I know that we can all see you, Prime Minister. You're not a lawyer in this particular capacity, and you're responsible for all of us decent human beings out here who hurting trying to figure out how we can get a job. Ain't teeth yet, ain't sell your body yet. How we can be able to feed the children. Ain't teeth yet, ain't sell your body yet. All we doing is having faith and looking for opportunity and looking for favor. But others who teething allegedly and going contrary, you seek to defend them. Let's think about this. Quick break, gonna be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This summer, Popeyes and Coke are celebrating 50 years of independence with you, Bahamas. Purchase our celebration box and enter to win trips to Crab Fest, Rake and Scrape Festival, Exuma, and so much more. Enjoy the celebration box, which has our iconic chicken sandwich, three legs or wings, one side of choice, and a 32-ounce Coca-Cola beverage for just $12.95. Perfect for your beach day. Fill out the skill question on your receipt and enter online at Popeyes Bahamas Facebook page.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
We're back, guys. Let's go straight to the line. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Howard?
Hey.
Poppy, hey.
What's up, Papa?
I want to be in that number when the sins come marching. And Howard, you got to take these blowers. This ain't the first time without calling that person in to make them feel like they're saying something, right? And then the first time they attack me, they always get with my blindness, how I scared job, like I vote PLP or ain't a behemoth, pay business license and tax and all of that to land revenue. Like I get ambition or like I get that tick shot inside of me. I have that in me. I'm a striver. And I trust in God to make things happen, Howard. You understand what I say? So, Howard, the messenger always is get attacked, but you need to deal with the message. I think you dealt with that so good when you say, because of your party, because you might be friendly with someone, two wrongs don't make a right. It could be your family. You pull them on the side and say you're wrong. And if you don't understand that on the side, then you got to get publicly and you stand up because all about your integrity. Yes, I'm a PLP. I love Philip Ray, David, just as much as you, Mr. Levitt. Stop trying to attack me, man. Deal with the mess. If you disagree. You think you know me better. You think you could embarrass me. You think you come with my personal business because I'm blind or what I do with my children. I strive and talk that. Good God here for me and for you. How would I hear even they was either, you know, like what I was telling you with the entrapment, the part when the DEA or who approach you to do the badness, right? And you say, well, if you can do it or not, make the choice, right? I understand either they do some shipments in the police plane, or they was going to do it. That even come up. This embarrassing, Howard. Don't deal with the messenger, man. Deal with the message. I mean, don't deal with the messenger. Deal with the messages. All right? Right is right and wrong is wrong. Stuff. I can take it, brother. Whatsoever you come to bring on me, whosoever, I can speak to you. Because I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Take that, boy. Thank you, Howard.
I appreciate you. But listen to me. I'm not the mediator. Okay? Between two roaring parties. This is not an intervention. This will be decent. We're talking about a national issue, and I don't want to be deflected. We'll get some blowback for this. But we have to decide whether or not this conversation that we're having today has value or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, I can get cussed out. But if it does, something has to resonate in you, in your spirit. I don't care how carnal you are. I don't care how long you've deflected and rejected this idea of spirituality. You're going to have a come to Jesus moment and understand within, deep within you, within your soul, that either it's right or it's wrong. And all I'm saying is this is wrong today. I'm not saying that our prime minister is wrong in his capacity because he's defended the Bahamian people and relentlessly pushed for us on many occasions. But today, 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 as the PLP seeks to be able to wiggle their way out and find its path to victory come the next general election, they have to deal with this stumbling block. And this, in my humble opinion, very humble opinion, this is not the way. Deflection is not the way. You seek to be able to say, it's not my fault, it's your fault. We did this as children. I'm the rubber. You're the glue. Whatever you say to me bounces off of me and sticks onto you. This is... it's an old tactic, man. Cavemen use this. We have matured and matriculated to a position where we understand in our minds, in our spirit, in our actions, we understand these things. I told you the fella had the key of coke in his car. He drive off, he ain't get fired. The man ain't buy a gold chain yet. You can't be a drug dealer without a gold chain. That's one of the founding principles. You need a thick one and a big coin or some kind of medallion on top of it. You need gold teeth. What else we need? A Honda. We need a Honda. On rims. That's what my guy telling me. These are the principles of being identified as a drug dealer. If you don't have them, how you could go to jail for drugs? But you're gone because you was entrapped by people who was watching people, and you decided to allow the lure of filth. You like Pepe Le Pew. You remember Pepe Le Pew? Every time he see the gal and he go floating in the air, yeah, you like Pepe Le Pew. You running after this thing. That's what you're doing. And that's all the conversation is today. Don't get me into no FNM PLP business. Don't get me into internal PLP business. Don't get me into, you are not supporting, you are not, don't get me into that. We either on the side of right or wrong. There is no gray area here. My God. When the rich man looked up, when the rich man was able to look up, there was a gulf between them. There was a gulf between them. And he said to the angel, man, just let the poor man dip his finger and put it on my tongue because I thirst. But there was a gulf between them. There wasn't stairs between them. There was an access between them. There was either right or wrong. That space that exists in between is a no-fly zone. You figure it out. Quick call before we get out of here. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's happening?
I just trying to realization of what time or era we living in. This the technological era, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you can say a statement, and then it can be fact facts really checked right away, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And it just appears that this administration deflecting, lying, and where's the integrity, Howard, that we would expect from our leaders of our country? You understand? Mm-hmm. In this situation regarding the former Assistant Commissioner, mm-hmm. right is right and wrong is wrong, like you said continuously. Mm-hmm. I don't care what party you're from. The optics of this, that statement, you know, entrapment, Howard.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Entrapment.
Every time I say the word and I chew on it more, I say, I can't believe he used this word.
I had to go to the dictionary to find a definition to see if this is the same, you know, word he using that I have the definition for, because why would you even put yourself in that, knowing that this election time and all of this, what's going on? It makes me believe that something else is coming out soon. You understand that you were trying to get in front of.
Mm-hmm.
And now we really have to, in these whatever political party.
We got to see now. My God, you put me in a position where I need to know now.
Exactly. That's the only question that needs to be answered.
That's it.
Who is this person?
Who it is that you feel the need to defend like this so bad?
Exactly, Howard.
And your defense make me think you already didn't know.
Are you involved somehow, or you already know who it is?
It's too much.
All right? I gotta lay that out. I go on.
I appreciate your telephone call, guys. We're gonna take no more telephone calls. I got a bunch of texts I'm gonna be able to read these. Good afternoon, Howard, Mr. Grant. Good afternoon, Mr. Grant. Ask Minis what works he has to complete in his constituency. This is a very good question. We already talked about that. Obadiah Wilshkim indicated that there were works to be done, and he died mid-course. There will always be works as long as we exist. And that's why there are generations that come after each other. Each one of us has a purpose and a proverbial baton to take on. So there's sort of an idea of works that goes on. It only says to me that you have a sense of superiority in you, that you're not willing to pass on the baton and be able to genuflect with grace and give those persons behind you an opportunity. We've seen that throughout the length and breadth of not only politics, but throughout the length and breadth of our government. And because our politicians and legislators have the same mindset as it relates to being able to defend their tenure and their positions, they create those people in and bring other retired persons in. And our country crumbles. Let's read a couple more real quick. So it says, good afternoon, sir. Anybody with an understanding of the law, such as the Prime Minister, would come to the conclusion that this mentioned the case is entrapment. The charges would dictate that. Please stop allowing your callers to make silly statements that the police plane was never used of any illegal activities according to the indictment. The entire indictment is a phone conversation. The Prime Minister is not wrong. Okay. I'm not going to fight you. Howard, slip up. Like when the man fall on the woman, it got to be a slip up. So DeWitt is threatening him. So DeWitt is threatening to have the caller victimized for receiving another contract under the government. Okay. That's what he's saying. It's Matt Howard, play the booby trap dub song, right? Next time, right? So it says, let's see if we can get a couple more of these in. It's a good day. The Prime Minister opened up the bag on one was talking about the matter, waiting for a final decision in the case. When the press and the media about that, I don't know what you're talking about. Let me just get out of that. You didn't sound it. David was told a story by the prophet Nathan. At the end, he told David, thou art the man. Could this be the position that the Prime Minister is in? has he, the man, could be covering himself? Never known. Are y'all doing too much today? Guys, I want to thank you so much for this. It's going to be a very short week this week. We jam and do some things. I want to be able to remind you that Don Lee has this thing going on Friday. We're going to talk a little bit about it tomorrow. We're going to continue to jam like this. I think we're going to have just two people come on Thursday. God praise for the opportunity. All right. So this is the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly for tuning in with us here on The Foundation. We'll see you tomorrow. Godspeed right here on The Foundation.
The Foundation.